The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, February the 27th, 2026, 7:05 in the morning. And the news top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning. Hey, welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, broadcasting from KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I hope it looks like it's going to be a great day, and we'll be getting into that in a minute. We've got a busy morning this morning.
All right.
Alex, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Is it National Polar Bear Day?
I saw that. It's also National Pokemon Day.
Oh, okay. Speaking of anime.
I just saw some guy just sold a Pokemon card for $15 million.
That's insane. Yeah, it's an obsession that I don't understand at all.
Well, there's a store actually in the mall that's all anime. Used to be the game center where they would have, you know, puzzles and games. And I went in that entrance the other day over by the pizza place. And there's a whole store, and there's one of the mannequins has got this long blue wig.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, that's anime, isn't it?
It's like a cosplay is what they call it.
Yeah, a cosplay.
When you dress up like it, yeah.
Cool. All right.
Well, so there you go. So Polar Bear Day.
And Pokemon.
We should get Bill a Pokemon outfit.
Okay.
He wouldn't wear it, though, I don't think.
Get Bill?
Are we talking Clinton?
Oh, God.
Is that what you meant?
I'm frenetic this morning because I got a lot going on. And
yeah.
I just met Clint.
Oh.
Carl. We should get Carl a suit. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Clint and Carl.
Wait a minute.
Clint and Carl somehow came out to Bill.
Yeah. Well, you've called me Ben.
Yeah.
Ben
hey, before, Sue. So. Yep. Hey, Sue. Yep. Have Sue schedule the urine test.
No wonder you looked at me like the questioning look. Who's Bill?
What? I thought he was well, you know, because the questions are going to be coming to Bill today. Hey, 54 degrees in the downtown studios currently. It's going to be about 75 today. What a gorgeous day. If you didn't get to see the beautiful clouds with the sun rising, it was that beautiful, that purple, gorgeous, clear day. It's mostly sunny. Tonight looks like it's going to have cloudy and then a chance of rain. But today will be 75. Overnight lows of 54. Now, tomorrow is calling for rain between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Could have thunderstorms as well, but it looks like showers around tomorrow with 72 and overnight lows of 53 and showers likely. We hope it just stays in the likely because we have an event at our house and we want to make sure people could sit outside on those pads and not be wet.
This is what happens when you volunteer to do a fundraiser. My life becomes...
It's
ceased to become my own for the last 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
And then now we could be having thunderstorms.
Yeah, all right. Well, and then Sunday...
What we could do is just put the donation box outside and let people just run in, give the money, and run
there
home.
There we go. Showers, and that's a Piano Angels event, by the way. 65 on Sunday, showers, and then rain on Sunday night. This is okay. 47 degrees. Monday calls for a chance of rain with 66, and Tuesday, 68. So there's your forecast, kind of in a slippery nutshell. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson. The Kenny family, three generations strong, always giving senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. That's Shasta Gas Propane.
Well, if you missed Man Up last night, Perry Crimmins and I did the show. It's fourth Thursday of every month. And Ted's back in Wisconsin hunting.
Oh, okay.
Hunting
well.
Pheasant. Not that anybody wants to be in Wisconsin right now, but that's where he is. But one of the things I learned last night, and Perry, who is, of course, a big game guide and who has given symposiums on wolves in California, said that, then we talked about the black bear population. And the black bear population from Redding to the Oregon border over to Eureka, you know, the whole big Humboldt and the Golden Triangle area, has got the largest concentration of black bears, largest number of black bears than anywhere else in North America, including Canada. that the population has exploded here since they stopped the hunting, you know, with hounds.
Right.
And the fish and game have a 1,400, 1,400 bear harvesting, you know, quote, it's not a quota, but where they like to get, where they can harvest 1,400 bears.
Okay.
They haven't gotten to 600 and over the last few years. And bears, when the food's good and everything, they'll have two, sometimes three cubs. And they have no enemies. So, you know, they don't all live, but this is just one of the things that California is. We're starting to lose, control of the predator population. And then now, they've just want to introduce a bill. We're not going to talk about it today. We talked about it last night a little bit, and I talked about it earlier, to reintroduce the grizzly back into California.
they sent all the predators to Washington.
Well, it'd be okay if they reintroduced it in, like, Griffith Park in L.A. and San Francisco, you know, Golden Gate Park, because that's where, you know, bears have always been in the valleys. Introduce them there and let them eat their way out. Okay. Hey, we're here with Clint Curtis.
Yeah,
registrar
let's get on
voters.
Talking about eating their way out.
Yeah.
God, already.
They wouldn't stand a chance against the meth heads.
Yeah, I don't know.
Good morning. And for people that don't know you, heard your name, tell us a little bit about you.
I am the registrar of voters.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I changed all the elections. Now people can see everything.
Where'd you come from, your background and all that? Because I know this, and people should know your background there.
Born in Southern Illinois. Went to undergrad in Illinois. Went to law school in the University of Pacific down in Sacramento,
uh-huh.
Barry University, and Cambridge. And
okay.
So I became a lawyer. Before that, I was a programmer, worked at NASA and DOT and all those Ds.
Mm-hmm.
And, programming, you know, what kind of, just kind of, like, what would you program?
Writing code and all that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was a prototyper, so someone could come to me with an idea, and then I would crank it out, usually within a week.
It doesn't
take me long. So especially anything data-oriented, you know, where I'm just pulling from databases.
Right.
I can just throw it out easy.
Right.
So I did all that, and then, and that was my early career. Back then, is how I got into law is I actually was the programmer that programmed the machines to be able to be flipped. It was requested by Tom Feeney, who was Speaker of the Florida House at the time.
Republicans,
yes. Yeah. Bush Republicans, which are different than
Trump Republicans.
Right.
Well, so what they did is they said, can you write a program that can interfere with the accounting, essentially? Was that it?
Well, there weren't any machines.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
They were getting to, can you write this so that it can, you know, correctly tabulate the votes?
Oh, okay. Cool.
But if we wanted to come in and poke a few buttons, it would be able to flip something that nobody could see. Well, of course you can. It's a computer. You know, I can make it do anything. I can make a ogre beat up an elf, or I can make that. Right.
Uh-huh.
So it's really very simple. So I did it. I handed it to him, said, here you go. This is why you can't use computers unless you have another way to check them. And then I found out, well, that wasn't really to get rid of any attempt to use it. That was actually to roll it out. So
this is, and you're saying this is from the Republican side?
Yes. This is 1999. Okay. This was the Bush folks.
Got it. Okay.
So 1999. And then in 2000, of course, we had the invented hanging Chad.
Right.
Because previous to 2000, Florida had used the little punch card things forever.
Right.
Never had a hanging Chad. But in 2000.
And now the hanging Chad, by the way, is when somebody would poke through there, there would be a piece of what they poked would be hanging.
Right.
Still there. It wasn't completely detached.
Right.
So there the phrase hanging Chad came right. from back in 2000 during the presidential election.
Correct. And then you repack those, so you're packing them in bunches, the Chad will fold back in and cover up the hole. So then you have to determine, was it poked, was it not?
The famous photo of the guy with his glasses looking up at the light. I mean, I remember this. You still see it today.
Yeah.
He's looking up at a light.
To see the light.
To determine if that had been poked.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, the reason it
led to a lawsuit, too.
Yes.
I think that didn't, and Gore sued.
Gore sued. But he got beat.
Yeah, and you know, so yeah. It's not only the Republicans that are having or saying that elections are fake, and they've been taken.
Back then it was all Democrats that were saying that.
Right.
So this huge twist is really confusing to me. But anyway, the hanging chad was a fake. Basically, Bush had ordered thinner paper, and he had changed the way they cut it out. So Dan Rather did a expose on it and put it out there and everything, but it never really caught on. Everybody figured out what was going on. I mean, you can still get it online, but other than that, you know, and so it was all basically faked. And then they roll out these machines with the Help America Vote Act.
After that election, they decided, well, you know, we're not going to do this anymore. We're going to use computers because computers are our friends.
Yes, computers are our friends, and the fact that you can't see them or touch them or know what's going on, it's okay. Just trust it. Who would cheat in an election anyway, right? I know the answer to that. Half the world. Because, you know, and I've been exposed to this a lot because I've been in politics. People in politics don't think they're cheating because their solution is helping America.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, it's okay if they cheat. It's okay if they steal. It's okay about anything because they're helping America to do it.
And we've got to take a break. And I've always thought that.
Right.
You know, I've never heard you say that before. But what my thing is perfectly honest people, stalwarts of their community, help little old ladies across the street, but think, this has got to be done because our nation will benefit from this, will then lean heavily in one direction, whether it's Republican or Democrat. But if you accuse them of being a cheater or anything else, you know, cheating on your taxes, no. But in something like this, it was interesting to hear you say that. I've always thought that people will have it in their mind that what they're doing is for the good of the nation.
No, absolutely.
And we need to take a break. Okay, and we'll be right back after these messages with Clint Curtis.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peace. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner, February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Friday, the 27th of February, the last, almost the last day of the month, and 7:22 in the morning, 54 degrees out there. You heard it's going to be a nice day, 74 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. Yes.
All right, you just went blank. Okay, 22,
no, I didn't
20.
Go blank. Oh. I'm just giving it that pause to everybody okay. Kind of lean in.
The pause
in.
Is dangerous the because pause you know is, I step over you when you pause.
You step
I don't,
over
I'm
me
not if, used to the pause.
You step over me if I breathe.
Well, you know, it's a long breath. So
okay,
like,
well,
okay,
go
my
on.
Turn.
Go on. Hop in.
Well, anyway, Four Winds Jewelry located at 2225, best of the North State for three years.
4 years in a row.
4 years, okay. I apologize about that, but they...
Only full-service jewelry store in Reading.
There we go. We've been going to them. We had our wedding rings. We've been married 18 years. They've been in business for almost
30.
40.
Oh, it's over 30.
Well, okay.
Okay.
So that's where we're just going to see, but we're just praising them. There you go.
locally operated, great place. Please, go visit them. Tell them that you heard Carl and Linda trying to do a spot for you today. Hey, we're here with Clint Curtis, who is Registrar of Voters here in Shasta County. This has been kind of a big week for people in the Registrar of Voters. You know, Brent rolled in, but we talked about when he was a heavy metal band guy. And joined a friend, Suskett, yesterday, who's running. And then now Clint Curtis. It all just kind of worked out that way.
Everybody gets fair time.
Yeah. And Steve Hilton, who was running for governor. People were saying he was going to call in today, but I didn't believe that.
So, well,
anyway.
You never know.
You never know. But Clint, we're talking about where Clint came from, and then when the hanging chad, then went to the computers, and now you're registrar of voters. You've had one election under your belt.
Right.
Any problems at all besides the photos of you without your shirt on moving stuff around at night in the office?
And you look like you're in good shape, buddy. I was like, I wouldn't mind if the cameras were showing me if I looked that good either.
Well, you got to realize this is summer in Reading.
Yeah, I mean.
It was like 120 outside.
And who would have thought? Like,
air conditioning's not on.
No. Oh.
And I come from Florida.
Yeah.
If they think the shirt off is bad, they better never go to the beach. They'll see people's knees.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
I gotta just share a quick story. So when I was living in Hong Kong, performing in Hong Kong, I would fly back and forth, and my family was in Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's Sacramento on the river. Okay, my dad doesn't have a shirt on. My brother doesn't have a shirt on. They're barefoot, and we're hanging around. It's barbecue time. I mean, I had a shirt on, of course, but I mean, so I take it back and I think nothing of it, and I'm sharing it with my friends, and they looked at me and they go, "Does anybody wear clothes in your family?" Because, you know, they're very conservative. It's always suits and stuff like that. But anyway, so, yeah, I get it. Totally.
Okay.
Well, even conservatives don't wear clothes at the beach.
I know.
Can you?
I know. It's weird.
I know.
You expect to see those striped suits that were back in the 40s. But
you
know, none of that happened.
Have you been following the Save Act?
Yes.
Okay. Can you explain what the Save Act is?
The Save Act.
And this is at the federal level.
The Save Act essentially requires voter ID, which is very important. Everybody probably agrees with that now, although.
Anybody with common sense.
Yeah. My candidate, the one on the other side does not. They are not for it because they have some misconception that people actually don't have IDs. And we can talk about that if you want to, because I actually addressed that back in 2006 in Florida. But the Save Act requires that, and it requires that when you register that you actually have documentation that you are a citizen. So just like real ID. So if you want to fly on an airplane anymore, you have to have real ID or you have extra documentation.
Or a passport.
Yeah, or a passport. Right, that would do it. Something to say, show that you actually are supposed
to be here.
I
think they take military IDs, too.
They do.
Yeah, so.
Now, they didn't for a while, but they had to go through and do the whole.
Yeah.
Because some people in the military are not citizens.
That's true.
Right, so you have to actually mark it. So they now mark the military IDs if they're not citizens.
Okay, yeah.
But the voter ID thing is essential. It's just essential. Most people can understand that if you get out of Costco, you have to have an ID. If you go anywhere, you need an
ID. A picture ID to get in the Costco.
Picture ID, right. Yeah. So that's kind of the way it works. Back in 2006, Florida was going from ID to picture ID.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody was screaming, oh, no one will have them. Now, this was 20 years ago, which may have had a little more possibility no one had them. So my law office set it up where we were out there and we were actually going to provide free picture IDs for anybody who want them. We were going to get their birth certificates. We're going to do the whole thing. Now, this is Volusia County, Orange County, which is Orlando, Seminole County, and Polk County.
Mm-hmm.
And Brevard. 8,000 people. I mean, 8 million people available, right? We were going to do it anyway. Guess how many people showed up to actually do it? 100 showed up. Only 50 completed the process. Because most of them just wanted their birth certificate free. They already had an ID, and so they didn't qualify. And less than 25 actually signed up to vote. So it's just, and back then, that's 20 years ago, it's an excuse that doesn't pan out. If they really don't have an ID, and they think that's, you know, everyone should have one, then the state should give them one and then use ID for their voting. It makes a lot more sense. Right now, if she comes in and says she's you, I have to let her vote, even if I know she's not you, and I can't ask her for ID, and I can't challenge her. Does that make any sense at all?
But she has to sign, too.
She has to sign. Right. But the signature verification process is pretty much worthless because you get 3 hours of training to do a signature verification. That's all they give you. And it takes 3.5 years if you wanted to do it professionally. So all you're looking for is the I in the right place? Is the T crossed correctly? We actually had one in the last election where someone called in and said, someone else signed my name. And we said, okay, you need to fill out this. We'll get on it, right? I'll take it straight to the FBI. I'll take it straight to the Justice Department. I don't mess around, right? Because we don't allow that. So later she called back and said, I don't want to do anything.
Okay.
Do you have to do it if I don't want to? I said, I can't do it if you don't actually come forward and sign something that says it's not your ID. And said, well, why is that? And, you know, and then the mother called and says, well, we think it's grandma. Grandma signed your name. Okay. Well, if she'll sign it, grandma can go to jail. If she won't sign it, I really don't have anything I can do because, you know.
It's hard to explain that to the rest of the family.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. Well, I've gone in there before. Linda's with me, and they said your name. I said Rick Bassetti, and they look at me. No, it's not Carl. And I'm, okay, it's not. And but yeah, I was just joking. But I am an unabashed supporter of showing ID. When you
drive a car,
I mean, anything
and
you
show
do,
the cops, they don't say. You need your ID, you need your registration, and your proof of insurance. If you, can you imagine being pulled over and being like, that's not who you are? They're going to get back in their car. They're going to type in your all that stuff. And why would you?
It's even more than just that. It's,
I'm just saying
it's
that's an
checking
example.
Checking into a hotel. It's renting a car. I mean, you go through the whole list of it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And to say a segment of our population are unable to do it, which to me is an insult, segment of population. I mean, it's a true insult because ask that segment of population, and guess what? They got IDs.
Of course they do.
And when you have, like, this country doesn't agree on anything except about 80% of the whole country, no matter who you are, no matter what party you are, no matter what ethnic group you are, all agree you should show ID
right
before you vote.
Yeah, it's just garbage. It's a garbage explanation that doesn't hold up. And if someone can't get an ID, they don't have the money, let's give them one. And then they're okay, because that's going to be such a small number. Why disenfranchise every voter in the country? Well, in the state, because most states actually require ID. Mm-hmm. But in the state, because 10 people don't have an ID.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
So an ID. Clint,
what would you say before we take our break? How many states-ish require that you must have ID?
I'm not 100% sure, so I just keep guessing. I know most like Florida, Georgia, that sort of thing requires it. Blue states are the ones that usually don't. So New York, you don't have to have an ID. California, you don't have an ID.
Well, you do have to have two pieces of ID if you're going to shovel snow in New York, though. I don't know if you saw that story.
If you're going to do what?
They were hiring people because they had the big snowstorm. Uh-huh. They were hiring all these people to shovel snow. They needed to have two forms of ID showing that they were American citizens.
Oh, well, that's a good idea.
Yeah. And Mondami said, that's what the law is, and that's why we had to do that. Well, excuse me. Okay. Anyway, we do have to take a break, and we will be right back with Clint Curtis.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, and salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Heart disease is the number one cause of death for women, claiming more lives than all cancers combined. This February, during Heart Month, Shasta Regional Medical Center encourages you to listen to your heart. Heart attack symptoms in women aren't always dramatic. They can be subtle: shortness of breath, nausea, unusual fatigue, or pain in the jaw or back. If something feels off, don't wait. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only accredited chest pain center in our community, we're here for you and your heart. Your health matters. Your heart matters. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. When it comes to stroke and cardiac care, every second matters. That's why Shasta Regional Medical Center is honored to hold a gold award from the American Heart Association, recognizing exceptional care and advanced treatment when it counts. That's at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And you can check all of that out and all the different programs, all the different things that help your health at ShastaRegional.com. We're here with Clint Curtis, Registrar of Voters. We talked about the SAVE Act, and it's all over the papers today that Riverside County has found a alleged irregularities in the county's election, less than a month after local residents reported discrepancies in ballot numbers at a public meeting. You were there when that happened with the Riverside Election Integrity Team.
I was there. We're trying to get them to roll out the thing we have in Shasta where they can actually see the ballots before they go through the machine.
Yeah.
Because that will actually allow the citizens to go in and validate exactly what went into the machine. So down there in Riverside, basically the team actually got together, the ex-integrity team down there, got together, and they took all of the logs that show the incoming ballot numbers, totaled them up, and then at the end of the election, they found that there were 45,000 more votes than actually potential voters.
Almost 46,000.
Which is a bad thing.
46,000 more ballots were counted than the people voted.
Right.
How does that happen?
It shouldn't happen.
I realize
it shouldn't ever happen.
But how does that happen?
The only way is if either the logging is bad, so everybody that they hire to come in and count these ballots at night, and they have a double count, so they have one person count them and a second person count them independently, and they come up with the same number. So otherwise they were all in the twilight zone, and none of those people could count. So when they add those numbers together, ballots could have been inserted somewhere from the beginning or from the end, or the machine just counted incorrectly. If the machine counted incorrectly, then you should be able to balance that out.
But yeah, so you count, let's just say 100,000 votes, right, and there's 128,000 counted,
right,
through the machines, and you've got people that counted and said, wait a minute, we counted 100, there's 128,000. So first thing you would do is look at the machine.
First thing you look at the machine. But since they don't have the system we have in Shasta where we now have put the cameras over them so the citizen can actually sit there and count them, then what's happening down in Riverside is the sheriff is going to be grabbing those ballots and doing their own count so that they can find out if those ballot numbers are correct. There's lots of problems either way. If the ballot numbers are incorrect, then the machine is wrong. That means maybe the totals are wrong. So you're going to get down into a hand count process, not just of the number of ballots, but actually into the races. I don't know how many races were on there. It might have been just one, which would make it real easy. But another problem is, let's say that they actually had 45,000 more ballots go through the machine than were accounted for by the people who were logging the ballots in. Well, now you have 45,000 ballots being inserted into the process. That's a bigger problem. You have to find out where that insertion occurred. Did it occur before or incur after? And Shasta County had that same problem before I got here. We had 3,000 more votes than voters. And I believe, from what I've looked at, it's not the machines. It's actually a preload. It's actually someone inserting those 3,000 ballots prior to the election starting, prior to the actual counting.
Well, the Riverside's registrar of voters said the alleged ballot discrepancy numbers reported by this organization were very inaccurate. The record, and I'm not sure who the record is. Maybe they're – I don't know who that
is.
Maybe the paper or something. Independently confirmed that there was a difference of only 103 ballots in Riverside's November election.
Well, the problem –
which was determined through data provided by the California Secretary of State.
Right. The problem is that – the registrar of voters has no idea what goes on in that machine. I'm a programmer that wrote the prototype. I still don't know what's going on in that machine because they won't let you near it. They won't let you check it. The registrar of voters is just held back at arm's length. So we have no idea what actually happens there. And what he's doing is running a little report at the end of the day and giving it whatever it is.
From the machine.
From the machine. So is the machine going to tell on itself? Probably not. Not if the programmer has any ability at all. So you can't do that. That's why the cameras were important in Shasta, because now if the machine makes a mistake, either on purpose or maliciously, you can find that out. And you now have a record that you can use.
So the Riverside Sheriff's Office is confiscating everything, all the records.
He's grabbing them and counting them, yes.
Okay.
And then he'll know, but there'll be different things, you know. And
before you said that, no, Riverside hadn't said anything, so you kind
they
of,
hadn't
you,
what's you, wrong with them?
You probably broke the story. Riverside County Sheriff is Chad Bianco. I imagine he jumped into that pretty quick. They're confirming the investigation, the Sheriff's Department, and that the Riverside Board of Supervisors, County Executive Officer, and Registrar of Voters are fully cooperating. And
it won't be the registrar of voters' fault, probably, unless right. There is an insertion of ballots. If there's an insertion, he has to figure out where it is. I mean, he may not have done it himself, but somehow ballots are being filtered in. So generally, and that's the problem with the machines the way they are, these registrar of voters think they have to defend a system that they have no idea how it works.
Yeah, and this is what you said, that the ROV, you know, he gets his reporting from the machines.
Right.
So it comes back to the machines that they could have counted wrong. And doesn't mean anything was nefarious about this. Didn't say what the votes were for or anything. However, if you've got 10,000 people that vote and somehow you get 12,000 votes, something's wrong.
2,000 voters that voted, actually voted, are now disenfranchised because their vote will not count. Something's going to override them. And that's the problem. That's why you can't have any. So you have to go back and use the paper. I mean, they have paper for a reason. They have logs. They have two people sitting there counting them in. We do that at Shasta. You know, we sit there, we count everything twice and put in a log. But they never bothered in Riverside to actually total those up to find out what those logs meant, which means they're wasting time by logging stuff you don't check.
Hey, so I have a quick question. So I'm registered still in Los Angeles, but I voted in Redding. Is that going to throw the vote count off?
No, we actually send your ballot to L.A. if you
got it
deposited here. Yeah, you have.
But you're voting on Shasta. You're voting on local issues here, though, right?
I am. Yeah.
Can he do that?
No, he has to be registered.
You have to be registered here in Shasta
to do that.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
Might want to fix that.
I will take care of that.
Well, this is really important.
Well, no. So what about people that are like that? You know, we get students and all that. They're registered in California, but they're just not registered in the county they're in. And they vote thinking that they can.
With the mail-in ballot system, they would have to be sent a ballot from whatever area they're registered in.
Right.
So even though he's now in Redding or he has an address in Redding, L.A. would see their particular ballot style, and when it gets mailed, it would mail, because he's going to be in their system, not ours, because he's registered there. So they would mail him his ballot style.
Okay, so when you voted, did you vote on the ballot that was sent to you?
No, but they gave me one when I voted.
Okay.
An L.A. ballot.
Down in your office.
If they gave you one when you voted, and they don't have you
on the
list. Talk in there. Talk in the mouth.
And yeah. You don't have you on the list. You voted provisionally, which means they will then go back and check to see if he is on the list somehow. They have to go back and actually check all the little places.
And if he's not on the Shasta County,
it's gone.
Your vote didn't count, but
it's gone.
They gave me a provisional.
Well, you're provisional, yeah.
But thanks for voting.
Thanks for voting, yes.
Now you have to register in Shasta County.
Yes, must register in Shasta County because then you can actually have a vote and count.
Now, when you register, you have to show an ID, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is kind of strange that you wouldn't have to show one otherwise because how'd you register in the first place if you have no ID?
True. And we need to take a quick break. And we will take that break and be right back because we want to talk about, we talked about Riverside and we're going to be talking about, what did we talk about here?
You don't know.
Trust me. Come back after the break.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner, February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Your next outdoor adventure starts this weekend at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show. Shop low show prices and see the KRCR Wild Eagle Encounter. Enter the photo contest with thousands in prizes, the Great Maine Lobster Hunt, and so much more. With kids' activities, guides, lodges, and demos, all at Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Lots of RVs, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this weekend. Get your $2 off coupon at Grange Co-op in Redding and enjoy free Senior Friday courtesy of Rain Rock Casino.
Please join us for a fundraising dinner in support of Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas.
For tickets, call Patrick at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for county clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. At this event, Saturday, February 28th at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street, and thank you for your support.
And good morning and welcome to Friday here at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. At KCNRradio.com, hope you're having a beautiful day. It is going to be gorgeous out. It is gorgeous out right now. Clear skies today. I remember this weekend the 40th annual NorCal Boat Sports and RV Show is returning to Anderson. How much fun. We went, I think, last year on the last day with maybe a couple hours left and went through all the RVs, and they have, you know, horse trailers and fishing and camping and everything you could possibly imagine. That's happening in Anderson. It's a three-day event with 100 exhibitors, with RVs, again, outdoor gear and recreational projects. That's happening this weekend. Also, downtown Reading's favorite open-air gathering spot is getting ready to welcome guests once again. That's the park. Reading's Food Truck Hub is preparing to open for its eighth season, bringing great food, live local music, and a lively community atmosphere back to the heart of the city. The Park Food Truck Court is located at 1552 Placer Street. And quickly, I wanted to say that last night I attended that ladies' night out at Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Lynn Ann and Dr. Khan was there, and Sam Otani. It was really informative. There's probably 60, maybe 70 women that come in, and they had nurses that came in from Simpson that drew your blood. This is all free for the night because it's all about February's Heart, Women's Heart Health Month. So Dr. Khan spoke. There was questions and answers, and you could have an AKG, find out what your body fat was. There were four stations where they had a bunch of nurses there. So I just wanted to say shout out to Shasta Regional and thank you for making that happen.
Our guest is Clint Curtis, ROV. Now, there was a petition that was filed earlier. Well, they had put on the ballot. They collected with 10,000 signatures to put it on the ballot about a number of things for Shasta County people to vote on, showing ID, voting same day, all that. However, somebody, an anonymous plaintiff, came filed a petition to put a temporary restraining order on this, and it was just granted. So, what's your thoughts on this?
I think it's actually terrible. First of all, you know, they can file it under seal. I don't think it should have been heard at that point. I think they should have said you need to refile this, not upheld their ability to be, you know, have a hidden identity, because the courts don't like that. The courts like transparency just as much, if not more, than elections. So they did rule that she has to have her identity and she has to refile within 5 days, you know, or you could move to dismiss it. But that's not the worst part. I think the worst part is that the county attorney basically blew it. He basically told the board not to do anything, and then he goes into court and does nothing. You're not allowed to sandbag a case just because that's the way you think. And my problem with the county council is that's the way he always is. He gives you an opinion, his opinion, and then tries to put legalese around it. He doesn't give the county the full opinion. So he says, well, you know, you can avoid a lawsuit if you let this thing die. Well, you don't avoid a lawsuit. What you do is you get sued by the proponents of the thing for not defending it. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm an attorney in New York. I called the bar and said, this guy's sandbagging. What's my requirement for reporting it? And they said, that is a must report. You must file a bar complaint with California Bar on what went on and tell them everything that went on. You know, and there is no attorney-client privilege because privilege belongs to the client, not to the attorney.
Well, the county attorney did not defend it, and for whatever reason, and the board of supervisors voting 4-1 to take no position on the petition that this woman brought up. But he said she had to identify herself within 5 days.
Correct.
And so, but the whole thing is put on hold till April 10th.
Yes, that's a very bad thing.
Why?
It's a bad thing because we have to get the ballots printed before then. There are all sorts of deadlines on when you get to do the arguments and when you can argue against it. You have to put notices out in the paper. So by putting it off that far, they're going to basically be forcing a special election on this measure because it will eventually make the ballot. It's a really ridiculous idea that it's illegal, therefore it can't be on the ballot. Nothing that goes on the ballot for an amendment, a referendum, constitutional amendment, anything is legal when it goes to the ballot. If it was, you wouldn't put on the ballot. You're never going to put on, I want a referendum to change the speed limit from 25 to 25. That just doesn't make any sense. The marijuana cases, illegal both state and federal. It wasn't kept off the ballot. Although there were challenges, but it was ridiculous, and it got on the ballot, the people voted, and the law changed, and that's the way it worked.
So, then it comes back, and then they say, okay, it needs to be on the ballot, but it's after April 2nd, which is coming pretty soon. By April 2nd, then what happens?
Special election, cost $1 million, whereas this will cost nothing, you know, because you don't have any more printing costs, you don't have any more mailing costs, you know, you have
Couldn't it be on the November election?
I don't think so. I think it's past that. I think you'll have to have one before the November election because you have a certain amount of days to get it on.
Mm-hmm.
And this will actually make it so it's impossible to get it correctly. Now, the only thing that could happen where it may go on a double ballot, but it will still cost the county a lot more than it would have, is if it could go on the August election, assuming there's a runoff for that race.
Okay.
So that has some potential. But even then, they've raised the cost to $500,000.
We still have a caller? Do we have a caller?
Yes, Terry's on the phone.
Okay. Terry, what's your question?
Well, actually, I wanted to say good morning, Clint. How you doing, buddy?
How you doing, sir?
Good. We're going to have Clint on the whole hour on Sunday to talk about this. And
like we had him out today?
we're actually going to talk about what you're talking about now, which is a situation where 10,200 people seem to not be able to get their constitutionally protected right to put an initiative up.
Okay.
And we're going to talk the whole hour on that. And there are some theories on who Jane Doe is and some other theories on who's connected. But anyway, Clint, there is kind of an interesting connection, I think, with our county attorney and the county attorney in Trinity, which happens to be Mr. Long, Supervisor Long's wife. There's a lot of interesting things going on with this.
You're inferring something there, right?
I'm just saying there's interesting things happening.
Okay. Now, that's going to be Sunday from 9?
That'll be Sunday at 9 o'clock.
We'll have
Clint and, I think, Jody on for the whole hour.
Okay.
And we're going to be able to discuss some of these things and go into depth in that more. Nobody's making any accusations. What we're doing is digging up the facts to where people really can get. This is a big deal. I mean, like Clint said,
Terry, I've got to run. Sunday,
yes,
9 o'clock, Clint's going to be on your show for the whole hour talking about this one aspect.
Sunday morning, yeah.
Got it. Thanks. Okay, well, we've run out of time. So, how do they get you're running for office? What do you have going?
I'm running for office. You know, I'm the only Republican on the race, and it's actually, we have a stark differences. You know, we have the hard left San Francisco group, and we have us, that's actually in Shasta County. I have a fundraiser on Saturday. I think you had an ad running a few minutes ago.
Yes.
So
yes.
Listen to that. It'll tell you all the details. And that's about all I have.
Well, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah.
I think that there was some interesting topics today.
We've had both candidates been on the show this week.
We should have a debate on this show, don't you think?
Be glad to. Yeah. You know, our last one ended was kind of exciting. I don't mind. And we set the guidelines for everybody, even to the point of what the questions are. See, it's too easy to fool people and throw something out and pull something in.
I don't mind.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, if Joanna and you would like to have a debate here, we'll do a 2-hour or an hour and a half, whatever, with a couple breaks in there to so you all can get water and
sounds
coffee
great.
And that kind of stuff. We'll set that. We'll ask the two candidates if they want to do that. In fact, we could do this for any of the races.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be glad to do that.
That'd be a great idea.
Well, I think the Chamber of Commerce is going to have some. It's not debates per se as it is. They ask them, what is your what is your stance on these issues? And so, you know, sometimes it goes back and forth, but that's rare. Okay. Well, thanks very much. I know this kind of came out last minute, and thanks for being able to be here today. But, you know, I'm sure you're at work at 5 every morning.
There you go. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Hey, when we come back from the news, we have Josh Barker. He's going to be talking about he'll be talking about real estate and several other things that are going on. And you, Josh Barker Real Estate has just become one of our newest clients. So we're going to talk to Josh and see what that's all about. And we'll be right back after the news.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rick Thomason. The U.S. Embassy in Israel is telling staffers they can leave the country if they want to, and it's urging anyone considering departure not to delay as the threat of an American strike on Iran looms. Meanwhile, the State Department says Secretary of State Rubio will be making a quick trip to Israel next week. There were rumors of this during the height of the unrest in Iran.
Reports have emerged that during the large uprising against the Iranian government in January, plainclothes agents swarmed hospitals in multiple cities, treating the thousands wounded by Iranian security forces who fired on large crowds to quash massive protests against the Iranian government. One doctor who asked not to be identified says,
"The first concern at the time was the patient's safety, because we knew that the patient, no matter what we did for the patients, they wouldn't be safe once they stepped right outside the hospital."
There are multiple reports of agents intimidating hospital staff, seizing injured protesters, taking away the dead in body bags. Dozens of doctors were arrested.
"I still have trouble sleeping at nights. Sometimes I don't sleep at all."
Iranian health officials are refuting those claims. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A UN nuclear watchdog report says Iran blocks inspectors from checking nuclear sites that were hit in the June war. That's leaving a big gap in what the world can verify. Former President Clinton is answering questions today in the congressional Jeffrey Epstein investigation. Yesterday, Hillary Clinton told lawmakers that she knows nothing of Epstein's criminal activities. President Trump visits Corpus Christi, Texas today. He'll focus on the economy ahead of the Texas primary. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 570 points, the Nasdaq off 183. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This month, Pure Talk is honoring Jackson and Lincoln by offering unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month. Meanwhile, Big Wireless is honoring Benjamin Franklin by charging families hundreds of dollars for the same 5G service. What's up with that? Ben Franklin wasn't even a president. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be in business with an American wireless company that supports our vets in a big way and keeps all their customer service in this country. That's important. And you'll be on the same towers the big carriers use, so you'll get the same 5G service without the inflated price. So hang on to your Benjamins and switch to Pure Talk for a Jackson and a Lincoln. No contract, no hidden fees. Dial #250, say Mike Rowe, and you'll get 50% off your first month when you switch. That's #250, Mike Rowe, for an American wireless company that is truly unprecedented. Pure Talk.
Pakistan and Afghanistan have traded attacks and a dramatic escalation of tension between the countries. Pakistan's defense chief says the two countries are now at war.
Just after parts of Kabul, Kandahar and Paktia were bombed by Pakistani fighter jets, a social media post from Pakistan's defense minister Khwaja Asif declared open war with Afghanistan, saying our patience has reached its limit. He was referring to Pakistan's oft-repeated complaint that the Taliban in Afghanistan shelter militants who attack soldiers and civilians in Pakistan, an allegation the Taliban denies vehemently. The latest fighting has led to dozens of deaths on either side.
The BBC's Sanjay Dasgupta. President Macron is updating France's nuclear deterrence doctrine as Europe worries about Russia. Macron will speak Monday at a French submarine base and will signal how France thinks now about using nuclear weapons. News and analysis, townhall.com. One package delivery giant says if it gets a refund, its customers may get one too.
FedEx says it will pass along tariff refunds to shippers and consumers. FedEx filed a lawsuit in the Court of International Trade to get a refund on what it paid for tariffs set by President Trump. Last week, the Supreme Court ruled those tariffs are illegal. After the ruling, the president said there was no mention of what happens next.
Wouldn't you think they would have put one sentence in there saying that keep the money or don't keep the money, right? I guess it has to get litigated for the next 2 years.
More than 1,000 companies have filed suit to recoup costs from tariffs. I'm Ed Donahue.
Not long after he paid a visit to communist China, today finds Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney in India. It's part of his drive to lessen his country's economic reliance on the United States. On the agenda for the talks, trade, investment, energy, minerals, and technology. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Thank you so much for joining us today, you and thousands of friends out there. The 27th of February, 8:05 in the morning, news top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Alex is here.
We're just messing up each other's names.
He answers to a lot of things.
Yeah.
Hey, you. I know who you're talking to.
Yeah, hey, we just found out you voted, but it was in the wrong election. So, National Days today.
It's National Polar Bear Day and National Pokemon Day.
Okay, the Pokemon Polar Bear.
There you go.
Oh, hello, Carolyn.
Yeah, Carolyn, hold on for a minute. Hey, we are very excited because on our Friday, it's a special edition, always with Susan Eastman on the phone, who gives us our market update from Stifel Investments, first vice president. Good morning, Susan. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are in the red as investors weigh how the impact of AI will be on everything in our world. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 562 points at 48,933. The S&P 500 is off 38 points at 6,870. The NASDAQ Composite down 200 points at 22,677. Active stocks this morning, NVIDIA down $3.36, trading at $181.56. Netflix up $7.95 at $92.51. Mara Holdings up $1.01, trading at $9.46 per share. And SoFi Tech down $1.48 at $17.63. Over in the Treasury Department, the 10-year Treasury note is down under 4% as producer prices heat up. It's at 3.977%. Over to commodities, gold is at $58 an ounce at $5,258. Silver at $5.41 at $94.42 per ounce. And crude oil is up $1.74 at $67 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR. Can you tell I'm excited?
I am so excited for you to hear your voice, Susan. It's so great to hear about.
The only reason I know where Susan Eastman is I follow Facebook.
Yeah.
And you put your photos in there.
I love it.
So, I mean, AI. And then, but isn't NVIDIA, isn't that the largest chip maker?
Well, it went up close to 200, but now it has good earnings, but now it's down. People are nervous in that area because you get a report that there's 40 jobs or 40% jobs being cut from this area. We don't know the whole impact yet, but we're going to watch it because we're going to live it.
Well, that's your job, and you do a great job.
Yeah, you do a great job of it. That is Susan Eastman. She is the first vice president of Stifel, and that's spelled S-T-I-F-E-L. You can get a hold of her at 530-244-7199, or you can go to eastmans@stifel.com, and she'll be right there for you to help you with all of your financial investments.
Hey, and our guest this morning is Josh Barker. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm glad you could join us this morning, Josh Barker Real Estate.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty amazing.
Well, we're grateful. I mean, I have a great group of people that I get to work with, and they help me not look too bad.
I got lost the other day. Well, not got lost. I'm trying to think where I was. It was yesterday, actually. And I thought, I'm going to drive around this neighborhood because I wasn't familiar with it. Don't ask me where it is now. It's off of Shasta View down that area.
Okay.
And there was three or four homes that had your Josh Barker signs on them. And I thought, God, this reminds me of some of the same builders that did Tierra Oaks. Big, beautiful houses. I wasn't aware of that neighborhood, but they were, I think we did a fundraiser back kind of in that some time ago. Remember when we did?
You're going to have to get a lot more specific that because we do fundraisers.
Well, we did a fundraiser. It was at a private home. Pat played and we did this thing where
is that the one that I got? I didn't show up on time.
Yes.
Because the dog got skunked.
That was it. But that's that neighborhood. But I went deep in that neighborhood and it was beautiful. And I don't know that. You know, you think that after you live in a community, you would say, oh, I live in this area or I live in that area.
Sounds like you were in Western Ranches or the Saratoga area or Pacific Heights.
Heights.
Okay.
Those are all in the same, right?
Yep.
Beautiful big homes.
Yep. Chara Sheehan built those back in the mid-2000s.
Okay.
Okay. So. Josh, tell us about you.
Okay.
where are you from, what you've done, and then, ended up here in Redding, or did you start in Redding?
Yeah, so I was born in 1975.
Okay.
No way.
Oh, yeah. So
when I was in high school.
There you go.
You could be my kid.
Yeah. So, and then I was born in Carmel.
He could be your kid if you were having when you were 10?
No, you were, you were still baby-making age. Go ahead,
Ladies don't age after 36. Yeah. Haven't you heard the rule? So, born in 1975 in Carmel, California. My parents moved up here in 1975, the very end of the year. Been here ever since.
Beautiful time to be in Carmel at that point.
Yeah. I think so, too. Yeah.
So you've been here since 75?
Yep. Since 75. I grew up here, left for the service. As you and I both served in the Marines. And then shortly after I got
What schools did you go to?
Started off at Prairie. little tiny school over out in Anderson. Middle school was Sequoia. High school was Shasta for most of it. And then I finished in Santa Clara. My parents got divorced, so I had 2 years there where interrupted there. And then the Marines. And then after the Marines came back to Redding, my family was still here. And my wife and I got married when I was still in the service.
Okay.
So she came up with me.
So Josh, can we go back to Carmel? What made your parents move from Carmel to Redding?
Yeah. So my grandparents on both sides lived down there, and my mother's parents, Skip, my uncle Skip.
Skip Barker.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Skip Barker.
Okay. Now it's woo.
So they moved up to Palo Cedro, would have been the early 70s, maybe late 60s, and then. So that's how my mom had interest in moving up here, obviously, because her parents were here.
Well, okay.
And my dad's parents were still down there.
Okay.
But, in all good negotiations in marriage, if your wife wants a cat and you don't want a cat, you negotiate and settle on a cat.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
that's how it works.
Works that way in your family, too.
That's what I've learned, yeah. Okay. 29 years married.
That makes sense. Okay, so there was family that brought you back into the Redding area.
Yeah.
And when we talk about, was there anybody at that time that served? Because I always wonder, when did you decide that you wanted to go into the Marine Corps, or what inspired you to do so?
Yeah, I'm one of many cousins that went in the Marines. Our grandfather was in the Marines. And so it was kind of like not really if you go to serve, it's just which branch you're going to go serve in.
Okay.
And because Grandpa was a Marine, that's why I wanted to be a Marine.
All right.
And it was in our family, it's kind of assumed that it's something that you're going to do.
Okay.
Or at least you have a lot of influence to do it. When you grow up too as a kid and you don't have a lot of other means, I wasn't a very smart kid growing up in school, so it wasn't like I was going to get a scholarship anywhere. And I wasn't really
I
wasn't all that talented, athletically speaking. So, I think that the only option I probably had was to go in the service and stay out of trouble, right?
Well, you know, I don't know how many people have done this, but I was admitted into college on probation. Now, how many people have ever been admitted into college on probation? Yeah, and
we'll let you in, but there's going to be some guidelines.
How long was your probation, Carl?
What was I had to go to summer school.
That's a good thing.
Got me off probation, but truthfully, I was on probation every other semester, and I just was.
And you enlisted.
I was enjoying the hell out I was enjoying the hell out of college. The fact that you had to go to class to me was an impediment. Yeah. I would sell my books the week of finals because I'd run out of money. So I'd just sell my books back to the bookstore and just wing it. And then I'd go on probation again, and then I'd take the arts classes, the dance classes.
There you go.
Man, because you got credit for them. As long as I had 15 hours, I mean, I was out on the football field. No, I would do that, but enjoyed it so much. And then reality set in.
Yeah, reality set in.
Joined the Marines.
Yeah. You enlisted.
It wasn't as much fun the first few days.
Yeah, I know that.
Yes.
Anyway, okay, we got to take a quick break here. We're here with Josh Barker, Josh Barker Real Estate. Okay, two public service announcements. The Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, Veterans Advocate of the Year Award Banquet is going to be March 7th. Wind River, tickets are $40. Dinner, the whole enchilada there, and they are going to be honoring people who have supported our veterans community here. It's not just for veterans. It's for everybody. For reservations or more information, call and leave a message for 530-357-3380, Debbie Johnson. The second one I have is the Reading Rodeo Association has announced that they are doing open call auditions for the national anthem. It's going to happen on March 21st down at the Reading Rodeo Clubhouse. You go to readingrodeo.com to sign up for your audition time. The reason they're doing this is last year 33 people showed up, and it was kind of first come, first serve. This time they want to try it so people aren't going to be out there for 2 hours.
Yeah, we had
waiting.
It was a hot day, and
yeah,
it was like we didn't know it was a first time live call.
And
so,
a whole bunch of people showed up.
Right.
And already there's a couple dozen already signed up.
We've got over 25.
But you can, you know, set the time, come there. There's going to be shade and water and all that kind of stuff while you wait. And you go in, you sing a cappella. But you also have to, and you'll see it at readingrodeo.com, you know, bring a photograph, contact information, and be able to sing one of these days, May 13th, 14th, 15th, or 16th. It's great. It's nationally televised.
And there's a professional panel, and it will be judged according to, like, a number system. So, everybody will get a call, whether they make it or not, because that's important to know, like, you're not hanging out there.
And last year was probably from age 8 to age 80.
Yep, it was great.
And everything in between. Okay, we'll be right back with Josh Barker.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing 3 or 4 homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Country fans, are you ready? Just drop those boots and state the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews live in concert. Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance featuring fan favorites like Darlin and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. The show is going to sell out fast, so grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, the salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my.
And this is a perfect day to ride your bicycle. Mostly sunny today with a high of 75. Get out there and get your exercise on. Mostly cloudy, then a chance of rain tonight. Now tomorrow calls for 72 with showers. And tomorrow night looks like there could be thunderstorms, but likely tomorrow night around 53. With showers. Sunday calls for 65, and of course it's the RV and boat show, so it always seems to rain when you want to go and see an RV. 65.
But it's open tonight, tomorrow,
yep,
and
absolutely,
Sunday.
All absolutely, all weekend long. Showers then on 65 on Sunday, and Sunday night around, overnight lows of 47 with rain. There's your weekend forecast, and that is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business, locally owned, and operated in Anderson, 365-3793, the Kenny family, three generations strong, always giving senior and veteran discounts.
Okay, our guest is Josh Barker, Josh Barker Real Estate. And we just learned that he's pretty much a local boy, a Marine, came back. And so you came back after the Marine Corps here.
Oh, we're still on.
Well, yeah, my just story. And then you started, and then but so obviously you did you start the company then, or what'd you do?
Yeah, so well, my wife and I, when we moved up here, we were trying to figure out what to do, right? So my wife went and worked for a technology company, and I had a friend of mine, Mike Medley, Medley Realty here in Reading. They've been here for years. And so I talked with Mike and said, hey, man, is there any chance that, you know, I could come work with? And he's like, no way, man, you're going to go crazy in this business. So I stayed persistent, and he let me work for him. This is like at the very, very end of 99.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just assisting him with his clients and all that stuff and driving around. I was pretty much like his driver. and then in the beginning of 2000, I got licensed, and I started selling real estate, and kind of the rest is history. We just started growing really fast. And by 2003, I ended up opening up our own company, my wife and I, and we just kept growing. You know, we started getting into commercial development. We started, you know, developing property, buying and selling real estate, serving clients.
And what year was that?
By 2003 is when I opened up our own company. Yeah.
So it was prior to the disastrous 07-08 time.
Yeah,
frame.
That was so by about 2006, we kind of all knew, those who were paying close attention anyway, we kind of knew what was coming, because at the time, all the buyers were starting to use negative amortization loans. Like, you would show them, Carl, you would literally say, if you use the 30-year fixed mortgage, you're going to buy a house for $300,000, or if you use a negative amortization loan, which we don't recommend, you can buy a house at $500,000. Well, which one did they buy?
$500,000.
That's right.
Yep.
And it started happening so much that I literally went to my wife and I said, honey, we need to sell everything we own. And we almost did. The only thing we didn't sell was our commercial buildings. We sold all our houses, including the house we lived in. Moved into a rental and just waited. Tick, tock, tick, tock, and then boom, it blew up. And then we went back and bought it all back in 2010, 2011.
Wow.
Yeah, because it was so obvious at that moment. But it was a very tough time in the market. I mean, over probably 65-70% of all the sales were what we would call distressed property sales, meaning it was either short sales or foreclosures. It was horrible. I mean, it was, if you weren't working for the banks as a broker, taking care of their listings that they were selling, you needed to go into the short sale market and help clients navigate the banks, which is what we ended up doing.
And they had the, what was it? The, where you could buy and pay less. Oh, the adjustable mortgages and stuff.
That was
like
part
that.
Of that blow
part
up.
Of that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
what year was that again?
Well, 2000. You know, it's a story of like 2003 is mm-hmm. when you started to see people using interest only products, and by 2004, negative amortization kind of showed up on the scene, and people started using that. Over 50% of the purchases by 2005 were actually non-owner occupied. And I actually think it was even higher than that. That's just what was disclosed,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then so you just knew that the moment investors thought that the market was peaked out, they were going to stop buying, which is what happened. Inventories
yes.
went from like 500-600 homes for sale to like 1,800 homes
yes.
for sale
yes.
in a year.
Well, you know, around that time frame, probably 2005, 2006. No, it had to be 2007. It's because when I came back, my buddy is a close friend, was in real estate. And what he did was he took care of properties and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, look at this. And this was in Las Vegas. He said, look at all of these condos and townhouses for sale. And he says, people can't buy them.
Yep.
So he said, this market is just going to completely crash. So what did we do? We bought one. And sure enough, market completely crashed, lost our butts. And, because they were just a glut of them.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they were still building.
Yeah. Oh, it was so bad. I mean, I fellowship at a church here in town, and, you know, we had contractors in the congregation, obviously, and mm-hmm. I was telling them what we were seeing, and they didn't want to hear it.
No,
you
no.
But, yeah, they were mad at me for
yeah.
bringing it up.
So. I had a friend that did, that made, I was thinking about that, what their conscience feels today, because those were the people, either they sold San Francisco or the Bay Area and they bought the big homes.
Yes.
But she worked for a big developer that probably, we're talking back then, $600,000-$900,000 homes.
Sure.
In El Dorado County, mm-hmm. El Dorado Hills, you saw that, Cameron Park, all that build up.
Yep.
And then people who couldn't afford it were still buying those homes.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, living on a government, like maybe a postman and his wife
That's
doing
right.
something, and
well,
they
you
bought
didn't
this
have
home.
To show, you didn't have to show proof
yeah.
yep.
Of your
no income, of, no asset
income.
Documentation.
Exactly.
And,
you just, and how
what
they,
did they think was going to happen?
I don't know, but she made a lot of money on that, and so I was like, what does that feel like now, knowing that people lost
yeah.
everything
yeah.
because they thought it was never going to end.
Yes and no. I agree that they. The only reason I hesitate with the blank statement on that, or just a general statement, is because some of us were telling them.
Yes.
This is
yeah.
what's happening, and this is what that loan will do. It does get reset when people stop being able to afford that payment. They're going to lose their homes. They still chose that $500,000 house,
right?
You know, and so, and I love people, but I
right.
also think that people tend to go with what's a little easier,
right?
So,
well, you know, the thing is you can tell people something,
right?
And but their dream, it interferes with their dream is,
mm-hmm.
and they can say, "Oh, I can overcome that." Yeah, that may be, you know, other people, but not me. No matter what you tell them,
yeah.
And I mean, there's just not reality. Right there.
Yep.
But then reality set in, and we saw what happened.
Yeah.
We got to take a break. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Discovered them in 2007 and never changed. Never had a bad haircut there. It's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. I used to go in and sit there and catch up on my Saturday Evening Post, Car and Driver, golf magazines, but then they instituted that you could make appointments, and that's really worked out well. You can call them at 530-244-9478, make an appointment that works on your schedule, or use Booksy, the latest. Just go in and find the Cypress Square Barbershop, set up a time, they'll come back, and you'll see where all the open spots are, and you make your reservation, your appointment there, and they'll come back and tell you, yes, you're there. And then send you emails to remind you that day, which is good for me. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, and it's man's last stronghold. We'll be right back with Josh Barker.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Good day, sunshine.
That's how my parents, I'm talking right now. Welcome back to KCNR. Is that, you know, my parents, when growing up in the 70s, my parents in the 60s, my parents would build, buy a house,
yep.
And it would be 5 years. They never said, honey, what do you think?
Mm.
They just moved because yep. They found a house over there they like better, and so you were changing schools.
Yep.
And I think that's how a lot of government workers at that point would be able to create wealth.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I want to change totally the subject.
We're here with Josh Barker.
Oh, we were here with Josh Barker. Josh Barker.
Josh Barker Real Estate.
I want to change the subject completely because, and I didn't know this, and I should have. I discovered it a while ago. You were on that committee to bring in, or to see the feasibility of bringing in a medical school here to Redding.
Yeah.
And you went back on that trip to Pikeville,
yep.
Kentucky.
Correct.
And you're out there saying Pikeville, Kentucky. Yeah, it's 7,000 people in the middle of the Appalachians.
Oh, yeah.
And it's in the same county where the Hatfield, so that would be probably Harlan County, where the Hatfield and McCoys
That's
fought
right.
it out.
That's right.
Because my mom came from Harlan County. It's called Bloody Harlan. And yeah, and but it's a small town.
Yep.
But it's got a medical university in it.
It does. It really
now,
does.
Now, what? How did y'all discover it? One and two. Tell us what you learned when you were there.
Sure. Well, I went out to Pikeville. I sit on the board of trustees at Simpson University,
mm-hmm.
and there was the president, the chair, and myself as part of the university, and then we had a few other folks as well as part of our group that we went out with. Dr. Danuka was one of them, was out there with us.
Who's been beating the drum for a medical university for as long as I've known him.
He sure has.
Yeah.
And so we went out to look at what we consider to be a proof of concept, right? So here's the story of Pikeville. Make it really fast. 30 years ago, they were absolutely destitute when it came to doctors. Medical servicing was way under what was necessary. The whole region was in big, big trouble. A board of trustees of this local university got together and said, you know what, why don't we start a medical school? Which they did. And fast forward now, 30 years.
Paid for by?
Paid for by a lot of different grants and things from the state.
In the coal companies.
That's correct, yeah.
Coal companies leaned in on that.
Yeah, they did. They were able to find a lot of different resources for money. So fast forward, you know, 25 years later, not only have they solved the problem, but they're probably one of the strongest areas within the Appalachian Mountains. And again, you just said it, the town is about 8,000. Now, this is what they learned. This is why I walked away and I went, I'm a believer. We got to get this done. When you talk to the dean of enrollment at the medical school, what they've done is they've put an emphasis on hiring or bringing people into their medical school that are within the region, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So just imagine if we were in Redding, right? And we went all the way up to Oregon. We went over to the coast. We went over to Nevada. We went south to Sacramento. If we pulled in from that region, we pulled in kids to go to our medical school, right? When they graduate after their residency, they go home to where their mom and their dad, their brother, their sister, their girlfriend, their boyfriend, all their buddies, you know, all their girlfriends, all that kind of stuff. their infrastructure is there socially. So they stay. They're way more sticky. When you talk to the university there, we got more information about the local hospital. So imagine a hospital about the size of Shasta Regional and Mercy combined, right? So about 450 beds or so, something like that. So we went and talked to their leadership. Help us understand where your doctors are coming from. A lot of them, almost a majority of them, were all from that region. Mm. So they went through the medical school. And some of them take off to residency to get specialized training in certain areas, but they came back, right? And so they're sticky. They stay there, right? And so that's where I was like, okay, so this is really, really working because the university is bringing out a lot of different doctors. A lot of those doctors are staying in the region. The local hospitals are receiving the benefits, not just the big hospitals, but the clinics too. So this whole area is really revitalized as a result of what the medical school did. We looked at the operational side of it from a profit and loss position, and you know, are they too close to margin to not make, you know, so it's really a big risk. They weren't. So I really came
they're
back with it.
They're graduating like 150 a year. Did I read that right?
Yeah, they're 145, 148 a year is where they're at. And so what it comes down to is that they're willing to take students that are in the region, even at a little bit of a lower GPA. They put some weight to it based on the story of the kid. So if the kid lives like I'll give you an example. Imagine somebody in Lassen or somebody in Siskiyou, and let's say that their mom and dad are divorced. Let's say one of the parents is taking care of them. They have a brother and a sister. They're supporting their siblings, taking care of them, and they only manage to get a 3.8 through high school, right?
Yeah,
right?
Still manage to get a 3.8,
right.
Yeah.
They're gritty, right? Yeah. That person goes to a medical school. They already have proven that they can handle a lot of pressure. And guess what? Doctors are under a lot of pressure. And so they're already battle tested, in my view, related to education. So now you put them into a medical school, they get educated, they go back to the very communities they come from, and they serve that community. And I just see this as being organically how we solve it. Now, it doesn't solve the problem tomorrow. And I know there's some people who would say, well, it doesn't solve it for right now. Well, right now it's money. The only thing that can solve it right now is money. But long term, this medical school is the long term solution.
And the other thing about it is too is because we talked about it because I'm on the since I'm not on the board of trustees I'm not that trusted but I am on their citizens advisory board and we talked about this the other, in our last meeting and what it would also allow us to do is to set up a system in our schools
that's right
starting from elementary school where it's a mentoring. System for people that want to get into the medical field. And you would have doctors and concerned citizens that would be there to help them make those steps, you know, which classes to take.
That's right.
The encouragement.
Yep.
To get them into a university to get their degree to begin with. And, but it would be linked right here in town to help encourage this and then to step into the medical school. That keeps these people here.
100%. They'll be doing campus tours. And what I've been telling everybody is that our doctors for the future of Shasta County, right? Tehama County, Siskiyou County, Butte, all of them, where those doctors are coming from, they're sitting in our eighth grade classrooms right now.
That's where they're at. And, the other thing that is being addressed in a way is that we have 54 residents graduating every year. No, I take it back. They're not graduating, but they're graduating a third
completing.
Of them. They're completing their 3-year program. And if we could get half of those just to stay in Reading, that we need a program that thoroughly immerses them in the beauty of our region and our people. How do we do that? You know, I said, first of all, they should get free tickets to anything that's happening. You know, the Cascade, the symphonies. Yep. Anything that's happened, they get free tickets. And then, and I know that the hospital's working on it, but we need to have our community.
Oh, sure.
Community buy in on that.
For sure. Come in and celebrate them.
We want you to stay here.
Yeah. And they're going to, some of those are going to stay. Some of those residents.
Some of them will.
That program is one of the solutions. It will not be as sticky, in my opinion.
No.
As bringing in a student that's locally already.
Oh, no. And that's one of the things that they.
Another one of those tools.
Yeah. And that's one of the things because they get 1,000 applications for every opening is they've got to, and they've said this, we've got to look at the region just like you said, you know, Southern Oregon, California, down to Sacramento, or even down to L.A. But just that they're kind of here already, and keeping them here would be easier as opposed. Oh, I'm from New York, I go back to New York.
Yep.
I'm from Chicago, I go back to Chicago.
Exactly right. Yeah. And you know, and one piece of encouragement I would give everybody that lives here that's listening to this, Pikeville did it.
Yeah.
8,000 people. They had a very sparse population around the Appalachia, around where this was located.
And if you look at Pikeville, look it up on a map. Yeah. Go to Google Maps, put Pikeville in there. There is
nothing.
There's nothing around there except mountains.
No. We drove for 2.5 hours from, like, I think, Knoxville. I mean, it is literally, literally in the middle of nowhere. And they pulled it off. And I look at the assets that we have here in Shasta County. Look, these kids come to medical school here. They spend 3-4 years here before they even go to residency. And they're going to be like, I'm not leaving. Because this community is amazing. I mean, there's nothing better out there than Shasta County.
Well, we're here.
Yeah.
And not because we're special. It's because it appealed to us so much. And here 18 years later, for Linda, it's over 20. We're still here. Longest I've ever lived anywhere in my life, by far.
We're thrilled to have
you. It's a thrill to be here. Hey, we're here with Josh Barker, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Your next outdoor adventure starts this weekend at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show. Shop low show prices and see the KRCR Wild Eagle Encounter. Enter the photo contest with thousands in prizes, the Great Maine Lobster Hunt, and so much more. With kids activities, guides, lodges, and demos all at Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Lots of RVs, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this weekend. Get your $2 off coupon at Grange Co-op in Reading and enjoy free Senior Friday courtesy of Rain Rock Casino.
Please join us for a fundraising dinner in support of Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call Patrick at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. This event, Saturday, February 28th at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street, and thank you for your support.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner, February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With their slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bach. Today, the 27th of February, 8:48 in the morning, it's about 59 degrees going up to, I understand, 74 today.
And absolutely, then, 74.
And you think, we've turned the corner.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow.
Tomorrow, we could have thunderstorms and showers with rainy days, but still around 72, overnight lows of 53. But tomorrow, they're talking about maybe thunderstorms before 7 p.m. So we'll see.
And next week, we start off Monday. We've got Enjoy Magazine. We've got a lot of stuff happening. And so to find out who our guests are, that are planned guests for the week, just go to kcnrradio.com, and on the front page of our website will say who our guests are for the whole week. Now, it doesn't mean that some of them don't change. Today, I did not have Clint Curtis as being a guest, but yesterday the Hilton's people said that he wanted to be on the show today, but I don't believe that till they come back and tell me for sure he's calling and all that stuff. But he is going to be on the show. Steve Hilton, Representative Huffman, Congressman from that's going to be running as the number one district now that they've changed things.
Yeah.
I've been in touch with his office and we're setting a time for him to come on the show. And that one's just going to be a basic, who are you? Mm-hmm. And because we don't know who this man is, we know he's a Democrat and somewhat liberal. So, you know, basic questions. So what's your thoughts on the Second Amendment? How about sanctuary? How about keeping the border closed?
It's a softball question.
Yeah, those like that. I mean, those are just, those are ones that he'll say, well, I believe in the Second Amendment. Now, I don't know what he'll say,
right.
But the others that have come on when he asked that question is, why do you need a gun that shoots that many times? Okay. Yeah. And that's all I have to ask, and everybody knows, okay, we know where they are.
Well, we do know why other countries don't want to invade the United States of America.
That's right.
Because we have all those guns.
And what did the Japanese say about if you invaded America, behind every blade of grass, there's an American with a gun?
And don't think that that's not a big thing for us.
Well, it
is. Take that kind of protection for granted.
It is. Well, our guest, of course, is Josh Barker from Josh Barker Real Estate, but he's also on that board about studying the feasibility of bringing a medical school to Reading. And the number that was thrown out to me was $148 million that you would need to need like an 85,000 square foot building, which exists. I don't know, you would know this better.
Yeah.
That would exist in.
Well, we'll take your $150 million if you have it, but I think we're going to get this thing done for $50 million.
Okay.
So, we're definitely, deep in the weeds in terms of our profit and loss statements on this and what the cost is going to be. We have some pretty decent data to work from. Fortunately, there's a lot of really good advice that you can get from around the country that specializes in starting medical schools. So we do have some pretty good information there. But, yeah, you're right about the 80,000 square feet of space is going to be necessary. Probably $50 million is a really good range of what we're targeting to make this work. It'll be, about 5 years before it's in the black, right, in terms of profitability. But that's
so you need to have X amount of dollars in escrow because even to get all
about
the accreditation.
Total.
Okay, 30
yeah.
million. To get the accreditation. They need to see you got this much money that until you can build up your
yep.
school.
Yep. Right now we're anticipating about 30 million in escrow to do it. And then of course we need letters right now. We're in the season of letters.
Yeah.
We need, you know, if we could get an endorsement from you guys, that'd be amazing. So we need everybody, really that we can possibly get in our region, not just Shasta County. We really do want to pull in every county. That's been underserved, medically speaking, in the North State. We're all in it together.
It's the whole 12 counties.
It really is. And, you know, Shasta kind of is leading this at the moment, but we're not by ourselves. We really do want to involve all the counties that we can in the North State in this because it's really a solution. We're not trying to just solve Shasta County. We're trying to solve the entire North State. But, you know, $30 million in escrow, another $20 million or so is what we're probably going to need to retrofit something, hopefully existing. And then, you know, first class is, you know, year one is, we don't have year four, right? So we only have year one to worry about first.
Yeah.
Well, then we can get to year two.
Well, and what you have, I'm really glad that you came on. First of all, you know, you are one of our sponsors and we so much appreciate that. But the other thing is because you're involved with so many different things, Josh. And this one, of course, is the big one. And yeah. we're much interested in this too. Is there, when, in your studies, when y'all were looking at this, is there a shortage of medical schools? How many people apply for medical schools? I mean, are there like hundreds for each spot?
I'll give Pikeville for an example. They yeah. had literally over 3,000 applicants, of which they admitted 150.
Okay.
So just to give you a broad stroke.
And the number of medical schools is limited really by the government.
It is. Yeah, you've got two different governing agencies or accreditations that you go. You either go yeah. the MD route or go the DO route. We're looking at the moment, a DO route is what we're looking at because it's more focused on rural medicine. And we still want to have some emphasis on research, though, which is unique to the MD side of it. So mm-hmm. we're definitely looking at the research as being a piece of this. But, yeah, I mean, it's – I think that what we're going to be doing now, again, not just to go back to the big picture, we need support first. We're going to need letters right now mm-hmm. Asking for people to, you know, look at the bonds that are available, looking at donations that are available at, from every direction, and a government for some of it, private for some of it. And once we get to this point where we get some accreditation pieces in place, COCOA is the one that's for DOs.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be able to present to them a fact pattern that they go, yeah, you've got what you need. You can do this.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's over the next year.
Well, it's too bad that we can't take some of the billions of dollars that we waste in this state. And I'm serious about this.
I know.
You know, let's all look south to the train to nowhere and say, you know what? Instead of spending $1 billion there, why don't you spend $500 million and give us $150 million,
yep.
and we're going to give you a medical school before you're even laying tracks for this thing.
Well, you're talking about the redistricting, and there's an opportunity mm-hmm. there. You know, we don't want to, don't let a good opportunity go to waste, right? So if you have redistricting happening, we're going to have probably some different representation in the North State.
That's what it looks like.
I think, yeah. I mean, they're not designing it not to win.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, true.
So it's going to happen, right? So if it's going to go that direction, let's start talking really about what we need.
To because, these people.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you got to feel halfway bad. Our congressman passed away, unfortunately. Great
yeah.
guy. You know, we are definitely an underserved, medically speaking, in our community. We're about to have a seat essentially completely ripped away from a legislative perspective. And there's going to be this new leadership that's going to be installed, not voted in, installed, right? So
right.
With that, why don't we just say what we need? You know,
and go to them and say, you know, yeah. you are going to be our representative. You say you want to represent
yep.
all of us. Well, then get behind us
get,
on
get
this medical
this
school.
One. That's right. Get behind us on this
medical
one. Because if you do this, I mean, that is definitely, you know, you extending some grace to us and saying, look, we recognize your problem. We aren't going to forget about you. Yes, we're here to support you in that endeavor.
Yeah.
And I think everybody can get behind the fact that we want more doctors, right? So, I mean,
for
I think,
his district.
Yes, that's right.
For his district.
And it makes one less thing that people are frustrated about. Because when I talk to people, and I'm a pretty young guy, 50, I don't need the doctor too much.
Yeah.
My mom does. And it breaks my heart. My mom's I got a great doctor. But a lot of her girlfriends, right? I hear the stories and it's just,
yeah, so do we.
To me, it's yeah. terrifying for them. I'm like, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to solve that in time for my mom, but as a community, I don't know if we can, but I think we can as a community solve it for those that are just behind my mom.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. We're here with Josh Barker. It's Josh Barker, real estate, of course, for the last half hour. We've talked about, because he's also on the fact finding committee about bringing a medical university to the North State, in this case in Redding.
Sure.
That would serve the whole North State.
Well, we've watched
in our community.
We've watched how downtown has developed. We've been here, 20 years now, and what downtown was and where it's going. This is not your head in the cloud dream. This is something that can happen.
Absolutely.
Okay. Josh, thanks a lot for joining us here.
Thank you.
And tell everybody again how to get a hold of you and where you're located and all that.
So what I'd recommend you do is just call Carl if you want to get a hold of me. His phone number is...
You know what? It's funny and Josh is also on our Shasta Marines organization that puts on the ball. And, you know, I'm glad that Josh and several other of your age group and a little bit younger have come in so I can hand this off. You know, so those of us that, you know, been around, done these things a few years, say, it's time to hand this off.
Well, we're keeping Linda, so.
Everybody wants to keep Linda. Well, let me tell you, maybe you'll get, you know, be careful what you wish for. Okay.
Ooh.
Josh Barker Realty.
Thank you, sir.
Yep. And how do they get a hold of you?
Oh, yeah, just Google Josh Barker Real Estate. You're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, my son's got football. So I'm going to be
football.
Yep. So we're watching some football with him. And he's been, you know, my oldest daughter's 26. And then we have a 22-year-old, and we had a big gap, and my wife and I adopted two little ones when they were babies. One's 9, and the other one's 5.
Yeah.
So
active.
Yeah, we're still in the middle of it. Yeah.
Well, at least the older ones can watch their little brothers and sisters.
They don't do that as much as you would think.
Hey, thanks a lot, Josh, for being with us. Hey, everybody, have a good weekend. It's a lot of stuff going on. It's, you know, today is going to be beautiful, but then tomorrow, thunderstorms and that. But then it starts kind of clearing up for next week. Hopefully, we've gotten through the worst of the bad weather, but we don't know. Because what do they say? March comes in like a lion and leaves like a lamb. Maybe that's what we're getting. Have a good weekend. Take care, and God bless America.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.